all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. If you want the public's help in catching a bank robber, but there's only one thing that you have figured out is distinguishable about that bank robber, that's all I need to know about you.
What's distinguishable?
Here's the police officer explaining.
She enters the bank and it's a verbal demands, very aggressive. She's left each bank with an undisclosed amount. One of the things that we would ask folks to be on the lookout is that she does show up in, hence the name Sweatpant Bandit, very heavy sweatpant attire, full length sweatpants from head to toe, a hoodie over her head, dark sunglasses. Bank robbery number 5, we're hoping that folks kind of see these red flags.
Is she doing this while she's out jogging? I mean, we don't know the reasons of this. Is she wearing one of those shiny space suits that makes you lose weight quicker, as they say?
Those champion sweatpants and sweatshirts are back in style big time right now.
Man, I had Puma suits in 7th grade that were so dope. Mm. I mean, man. They were hot.
If you're going to rob a bank, what are you going to wear? Because to me, I feel like sweatpants is the way to go.
Anything disposable.
Want to put on a pair of jeans? Like, no, right. Why?
No.
Put on my dress slacks.
Right.
No, you just use anything disposable, man. Just like, you
disposable?
Know, didn't you see the town?
What are you going
to
wear?
Everything you need to know about robbing a bank, you learn from Jeremy Renner and Ben Affleck, all right? And they just go in, and then Dom Draper chases them around, and he was always brooding and upset because it's not fun to be the good guy.
Were they wearing
when
sweatpants?
Everybody's having fun.
No, what are they wearing?
No, they're wearing outfits that they get rid of immediately, so they
like
do
what?
The drop car and they throw the clothes off and they immediately change.
Oh, it's the snap clothes, like is it like the Puma Adidas pants, like snap off,
right?
The soccer pants,
like you're ready for a breakout basketball game.
Did
and
anybody,
they throw some hair clippings in there from like the random barber shop, and then they light the whole thing on fire.
I see.
That's what they do. That's how you get away with it.
Okay,
that's how it's done.
Yep. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. If
you, for a woman wearing sweatpants and then call your police immediately.
Right. And if you believe that you could pull off a heist just because you've seen the town, that's all I need to know about you. Because there's been some days where I'm like, seems pretty rational.
I don't know about that. If you're a person that talks through an entire movie on their phone, that's all I need to know about you. Hour and a half. Just could not get off the phone
for this
conversation.
Night?
Yeah,
we had the Secret Life of Pets 2 premiere last night.
That was going on at the movie? That's terrible.
Hey, I'm at a movie right now. Yeah, I can talk. What's up? What's going on?
Are you serious?
Like, you gotta be kidding me.
I mean, who even answers, right? I mean,
right.
If it's not an urgent call, and if it's an urgent call, get out of the theater.
Like, so
get
annoying.
Up and walk out.
How was your day? Mine was great. Like,
good.
No.
Yes. I How's the movie? Oh, it's all right.
That wasn't one of our
right
listeners,
now.
Was it?
No.
Oh, okay, good, because that would be
That'd
upsetting.
That'd be very bad.
Right.
I mean, how is it not one of our listeners if it's the premiere?
It's one of the listener's friends.
Yeah. It's one of the listener's friends.
Mm-hmm. You're saying for a friend?
Yeah, because you didn't pay for the tickets. That's
right.
Why. It's not nice. All right, you want to fill in the blank? Call us 1-800-330-9999. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I just find this aggravating because all day today, all you're going to hear is, I told you so, I knew it, and it's not even true.
I'm going to wait a little while because I'm going to wait till the story to totally flesh itself out, but it is inevitable. It is happening, Anna Zapp. It's like as if an asteroid was pointed right here for the planet.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
After 4 years together, Bradley Cooper and his girlfriend Arena, and I'm going to mispronounce her last name,
of course.
Apologize.
Nobody can do it.
Shike, have split up. She's a supermodel. And
beautiful, beautiful Russian supermodel. Gorgeous.
Yep.
Woman. Absolutely beautiful, but she does not stand a chance in the front of a tidal wave.
Here we go.
She doesn't, Anna Zapp.
Okay. Yep. The Lady Gaga conspiracy.
In the shallow.
I don't understand why everybody is rejoicing in this breakup. I mean, they have a child. They have a daughter.
Yeah,
you know? It's not nice.
Listen, it's sad. Okay, it is sad. I don't want to act like it's not sad, all right? But here's the thing. Sometimes a rumor gets started, right? And sometimes you don't see the truth that's right in front of you. But that rumor inevitably becomes true at some point because the whole universe is wishing for it to happen. And then you're like, well, they're all talking anyways. Let's give them something to talk about. And that's where you enter Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
I don't think they're going to get together.
They... Stop it! First off,
his face.
They're only resisting because they're trying to say, no, you people won't tell us how to live our lives because They shared something. This is what you did. They shared something.
They
had a breakthrough in both of them.
What did they share?
Through the process of this.
Billions of dollars. That's what they shared.
And yet he helped her discover her acting comfort zone. Oh. And she helped him discover his artistic singing comfort zone.
Why couldn't they do that professionally?
They did do it professionally, but because of that shared experience now, they are caught up. Did you not hear? Did you not see the Grammys?
I saw all of it, but I don't necessarily think...
Smoldering.
I think that they're good actors, and I think that they're great performers, and I think that you can have those things without falling in love, and the fact that it's just coincidental.
Right. Listen, they are great actors because they fooled you into thinking that all that nonsense that they said about not being in love is true, and it's like Chernobyl, man. It's smoldering. You can't put that fire out. You can't put that fire out. It glows in the dark.
Bad.
You can't put it out.
His ex-girlfriend. I feel so bad for her.
And so do I, because inevitably...
You don't.
No, stop
saying that.
I do.
You do not.
Listen, I do. The day that she sees the photo of them walking like to get coffee or whatever, like, she's going to be upset. And I do. I feel bad about that. But...
All right.
If we don't get out of the way
and let this thing happen... Right.
This beast will eat us all. Do you understand that this will devour the planet?
All I'm saying
is... This heat will smolder us all.
I just want to remind you how A Star Is Born ends.
I didn't see it, and you keep telling me everything about this movie.
The movie's been out for like a year. If you haven't seen it by now, it's been remade four times.
And it's sad, and I understand. For real. Jeez. For real, though. For real. I want you to remember that when the meteor gets here that is called... What will their name be? Oh, my gosh.
What is their name?
I don't even know. What will their hashtag be?
Lady Cooper. Oh! Lady Cooper. Yep. Yep.
Oh, man. Do you think he'll take her last name? How do you think that'll work
Bradley
out?
Bradley Gaga.
Oh,
all right,
man.
One last question. Yes. I don't think this is ever going to happen. If they do get together, how long will it be before it becomes public?
Oh, they're going to try and resist. It'll try and go Jamie Foxx, Katie Holmes. But the people, they want it so bad. So we'll know relatively soon.
Okay.
Within 6 months.
All right. I'm going to take that bet.
Mm-hmm. $5.
Hello. This is Principal Mongosuthu. Welcome to school's field day.
It is intern field day, and we're wrapping up this week the way you can only do with tug of war.
Yes, the ultimate event, you believe, the end of Revenge of the Nerds, except for the musical interlude. We don't have time for skits here this morning, Anna Zapp.
That's right. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We've been having our interns compete all week. Today, I'm also going to be competing with you guys. Taylor. Taylor goes to Fordham. Taylor, how do you feel about your ability to win? I'm sorry, you go to Penn State. Both excellent schools. I'm getting my interns confused. Yeah.
Were you also rejected from Penn State?
I didn't even apply there because I knew they would never accept me.
Right.
I was rejected from my top two, three schools. But we'll have that conversation another time.
I mean, it seems like all of our intern interviews this week have been an expression of Anna's disappointment with the results that she got when applying to colleges. But we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
Right.
I wasn't on the crew team. Okay. So either way, how do you feel about being able to beat Arthur in Tug of War?
I feel pretty good about it. I did arms at the gym yesterday, so I feel a little strong but a little weak at the same time because I'm a little sore. Mm. But we'll see how that plays out.
Right.
And Arthur, you are a senior at Staples High School. Where are you going to school next year?
I'm going to the University.
Get on this mic.
I'm going to the University of Miami. Hopefully it's a little warmer than it was this year in Connecticut. But
they all go to better schools.
They all go to better schools than we went.
Every one of them.
They're all gonna
God, your lives are
going to
be so bright. Yeah. Your lives are going to be so bright.
And how do you feel about your tug of war? How do you think it's going to go today?
I'm honestly pretty confident. I didn't get a dub in the beanbag race, but I'm looking for redemption today, and I'm not holding anything back. So, yeah.
He has been the best athletic interview all week. Like, he knows quarterback speak. He does it.
All right. So, here's how it's going to work. Taylor and Christian are going to be a team, producer Christian. I'm going to team up with Arthur. Mm-hmm. We've set it up in the studio. Raven is going to be the judge, and let's take our places.
I'll be running equipment here and hitting the timer and simultaneously holding this the right way.
No, you're aiming at your forehead.
Am I doing this on Facebook Live? Why would you aim it? Why would you hand it to me aiming at my forehead?
And Raven doesn't know how to use
that. Makes sense.
Technology.
All right, here we go, guys. Now, Anna, I know that one, as soon as I hit the racing timer, you like to go immediately.
Okay.
Apologize for the microphone noise here.
Nobody
people,
get hurt. Remember,
up.
You're not covered under company insurance.
Right. All right, hold on. You got to wait for the timer.
Okay.
Right, you can wait for the timer.
Wait for the timer.
And there's the line right there. Okay. I don't want anybody holding back either on this thing. All right. All right. Here we go, guys. Last event of the Inter Olympic. It's the tug of war.
I think I'm going to get hurt.
Go!
Oh, God! God! No! No! No!
I mean, pull.
Did we win?
Yeah, you won.
Wait.
Oh, man. Taylor and Christian, what?
You know what the problem was?
What was
my
the problem?
My flip-flops. If I had my sneakers, that never would have happened.
Okay.
All right. I rolled right out of my flip-flops.
Why don't you take your flip-flops off and we'll go again
now. I need sneakers. I need traction. Somebody has to bring me my sneakers home.
I got the timer right here ready to go again if you guys want to go again.
We went right into the wall. You know what? We have to prepare ourselves. Well, you know what? Should we come back and do another one later?
I need to go find sneakers. So many excuses.
I'm out of breath. All right. Fine, Christian. You and Taylor won for now.
Should I turn this phone around?
Give me the phone.
Is that how this thing works here? When did...
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Favorite time of the week when we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing much. Can you guys hear me? I'm in the car.
Safety first, Anna Zapp. So, I mean, if you're on the hands-free, babe, stay safe.
Always.
So how was your anniversary dinner last week?
It was nice. It was not everything made this place out to be, but it was nice. We tried a new place. The location was great, and the service was phenomenal. We had a good time.
And how did he behave? Everything you wanted and more for your husband on your 7th anniversary?
I mean, I always had this vision of him, like, reserving this quiet little table in the corner and having a little candle lit and... You know, I'm just crazy. That's never going to happen.
Right. Speaking of crazy, I would like to read you an email that Raven sent to the entire staff here.
Oh, God.
That includes all the people that he does not know that works for our company, okay?
They need to get to know me.
The title, not capitalized, What's Up With These Cutlets? And to everybody, there's a large bag of cooked chicken cutlets in the fridge. Nobody seems to know where they came from or when they arrived. ... No capital letter. Who will help me solve this mystery?
Wow.
Did anybody respond to your email, Raven?
Oh, yeah. 3-4 people. I know whose cutlets they are now. They're the night guy over at the Rock Place. And he, by the way, said there's something medicinal in there, too. I'm not sure if I believe that. But here's the thing. The cutlets went in on Saturday. I waited that long to find out. And I could hear my wife in my ear going, don't you shove those 5-day-old cutlets into your mouth. And so sadness prevailed. By the way, cutlets still in there this morning.
You would totally shove them in your mouth. And that's even grosser.
Well, do you think it's strange that he sent a company-wide email to figure out whose cutlets they were just because he wanted to eat them like a savage?
I live with him, so it's not that strange that he had his eye on somebody else's food. No.
Strange versus shocking or stunning. Right. Different things. Different things.
What I don't understand is if you're going to send a company-wide email to everybody, which includes the owner of our company,
sure,
wouldn't you use the correct correct grammar? Or
no, because if he left his bag of cutlets in there, he knows sooner or later there's going to be talk in the street about whose these cutlets are and what's going to be happening with these cutlets. All
and
right?
Why have you made this your mission? I ask you to help me do things all the time that you're too busy to do, but you have time to go on a mission to find out whose chicken cutlets they are so you can eat them?
I was hungry, and I solved that mission, and it's completed now. Thank you very much. Connoisseur Media, you're welcome.
Oh, my. The owner was on this email as well.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Jeff, I'm sure Jeff likes chicken cutlets, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, he probably knew what those chicken cutlets were doing in there. For all we know, those cutlets were saved there for him. And then he might have been like, you know what? Thank you for inquiring about those cutlets. I almost forgot they were there. Take two for yourself.
All right.
You act like you're so starving. Are those cutlets now in your back seat with all your empty soda bottles?
It's true. Alicia, he comes here with these, like, sad two apples that he puts on the counter. And the next thing he does is he literally goes all around the office to all the different offices that he knows has food and candy. And he comes back with stashes every few minutes of different things.
Since the dawn of time, wow, there have been hunters and gatherers. And when I come here in the morning, I've already done my hunting. I'm now the gatherer.
So you're totally cheating. Like, you're not supposed to be eating all that crap.
Well, on that note, now that I've given you up, how did he behave as a husband this week?
I mean, he was doing good until I talked to you, Anna.
All right. And so what kind of grade would you like to give him?
Thanks so much.
Now he's getting a C. I mean, you're lying to me, acting like, oh, I ate so healthy. I ate nothing today, or I had apples, and I had fruit, and you had crackers and candy, and I bet you ate one of those chocolates.
Lying is a strong word. Omitting information is something completely different.
Yesterday, he guilted one of the women that work here into giving him her macaroni and cheese.
No, she offered. That's different.
You ate macaroni and cheese? You came home and made a sandwich on bread instead of a wrap as well. And you had macaroni and cheese?
It was delicious.
Oh, my God.
I think without a doubt, we can say that Jeopardy! James, James Holzhauer, and Ken Jennings were probably the two greatest players that have ever graced the Jeopardy! Stage, correct?
I mean, in modern Jeopardy! Jeopardy! Times. Wow, how would you even say that? In modern Jeopardy! Times, of recorded history, absolutely. They're the people that you know, the names you know, biggest money winners.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So it's not a surprise that they were asked, Ken Jennings, if he would go head-to-head in a showdown with Jeopardy! James Holzhauer.
Say what?
And here's what he said.
It's got to be inevitable. But Jeopardy only does those special tournaments every so often. And obviously, I can't get 29-year-old Ken to show up with his sleek 29-year-old brain, you know. It's got to be me with my broke-down brain.
I feel like he's already making excuses on why he lost.
No, dude. This is positioning. Don't you know the fight game?
Oh, okay.
He's talking it up. He's going to let social media get on fire, and he's renegotiating more money. Thank you, producers.
That's funny. So we started thinking, like, what are the greatest showdowns of all time? Because I would pay money to sit in an audience to watch Jeopardy! James and Ken Jennings go at it against each other.
I don't know if that's my favorite, but there have been some big moments in history that I definitely would want to be witness to.
Like this one.
Kelly, Justin, the winner of American Idol 2002 is... Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you cut that clip down, because you know they used to make you wait like 3 minutes.
That clip was 7 minutes.
Oh, my God.
7 minutes to announce a winner.
Minutes long. And you remember telling yourself, because you were so torn on who you were going to vote for that first time around. You were like, oh, they're both going to be fine. They're going to have great careers.
Yeah. Oh.
No. No, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So we can all feel bad about that now.
But I am excited for Kelly Clarkson's new talk show that's coming out.
I mean, she's just fantastic.
She
radiates wonderful. And it's not like I don't love the Diet Dr. Pepper commercials with Justin G as a mini guy going, the sweet one.
And but, FYI, Justin Guarieri has about 1,800 followers on Twitter about what I have, which is sad.
It's really sad. That's sad. How about this one for big showdowns? How about when Rocky took on Russia by himself? And then after, he showed that Americans are bigger people than Russians by giving this wonderful emotional speech.
I came here tonight. I didn't know what to expect.
Russian translator, thank you very much. It makes it deeper.
A lot of people hating me, and I didn't know what to feel about that.
So right.
I guess I didn't like too much none either.
A wordsmith.
He's a genius in that one. He's even faking being out of breath because it's after a fight. I mean, he's a fantastic actor, Christian. You should just hold your judgment.
I feel like sometimes he needs a translator, too.
But sometimes boxing gives us really big moments, right?
It's
given
true.
Us big showdowns.
So of course, you know, Rocky and the Russian, that was fake. And, you know, Kelly and Justin were real. But this, how about this moment for the greatest showdown of all time?
Let's see.
Nasty stuff in there. There needs to be a bite almost. Looked as if Tyson bared his teeth at one stage in the exchange.
Yes, hit his ear. He bit his ear. That's what Holyfield was in. A lot of pain from that.
He just bit his ear off.
Why is everybody British that's reporting on that?
I don't know.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's being wrong. I mean, I know we're allies, but...
bit Evander Holyfield's ear,
and then
it gets crazier.
They hated each other for a very long time.
Then they went on Oprah, and this happened.
And I just want to know, it's just been a pleasure passing through life, being acquainted with you.
And then he apologized to Evander when they cried.
They hugged and cried.
Mm-hmm.
They, and I, as a man, I just, at that point, I had to get on the ground and thank Oprah because I was like, you know, if Oprah ever comes around here.
You just give her a hug. You put her right on your shoulder.
If she allows me. If there's conflict.
Yep.
Thank you, Oprah. Thank
we want to know, what do you think was the greatest showdown of all time? You can head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. Search Anna and Raven.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Tina and Nick joining us together this morning. Tina, let's start with you. What's going on?
So our daughter is now 16, and her curfew is at 11 p.m., which I think is reasonable for a 16-year-old kid. But now her friends are starting to go out a little bit later, and they want to do this, they want to go here, and everybody else, basically in her circle of friends, and they're good kids, they're not bad kids, they're allowed to be home at 1. She's a big girl already, she's going to go to college next year. I feel like what's so terrible if we let the kids enjoy her life a little bit and stay out till 12 or 1, and my husband's just like, well, you're none of it. He says, something good happens at 11. Why does she need to be out beyond 11 when she's only 16? Let her wait till she goes to college to make her own decisions. But I remember being that age, and like, you're the only one that has to go home early. It's embarrassing. You're like, you know, loser in front of your friends.
I was that girl. I had a 10 o'clock curfew until I went to college. A hardcore 10 o'clock curfew.
Well, I understand. And I had a very late curfew, but embarrassing is not necessarily a good enough reason to put somebody at risk. Nick, what's your side of this?
I feel like it's pretty straightforward. There's nothing good that happens the later the night gets. She wants to be out at 1 o'clock. There's no 1 o'clock movies. You know what I'm saying? There's no activities that are going on at 1 o'clock. Like, are you going to go bowling at 1 o'clock? No, that's absurd. You're just getting into all kind of nefarious tomfoolery, okay? Well, I can't have that.
Well, Nick, I appreciate your usage of the word tomfoolery. But indeed, there are plenty of movies that get out at 12:30 and 1:30. They do. And bowling alleys, at least in my area, they don't close until bar closing time. So I get that. Bad examples. I had one of those late curfews where I was able to run around and do whatever I wanted. And now as a grown-up, I kind of wish maybe I didn't as early as I did. As early as I was able to convince my parents, maybe it was a mistake.
Well, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. Yeah, we want to hear from you. If you agree with Tina, then what's the big difference? She's going to get ready to go off to college next year anyway. 1 a.m., 11 p.m., just a couple hours. You said yourself she's got good friends and she's a good kid. What's the difference of a couple hours? But Nick, they may see your point too. Nothing good happens after 11 o'clock, especially when you're 16 years old. Do you guys both agree to listen to our audience and see what they have to say?
Sure.
Let's do it.
I feel like there's room for exception on certain times. It just doesn't have to be the norm.
But then you would do what I did, is I would lie to my parents and say the movie gets out at like 11:20. But that's not the truth. We were hanging out behind Friendlies.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
They have a 16-year-old daughter. Her current curfew is 11 o'clock at night. She's asking for the summer and get extended to 1 a.m. Mm-hmm. Mom says, you know what? She's a good kid. Why not? She's going to be going off to college next year anyway, going into her senior year. Dad says, nope, nothing good happens after 11 o'clock.
Well, you know, maybe Dad's on point here. Maybe Dad remembers what he was doing at 16.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999, Honda of Westport, Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
Oh, definitely the father's side. That mother is crazy. There is no way that her daughter should be out until 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't care if it's a son or a boy or what. That's nuts. I'm 16.
You know, you want to have faith in your kid and, of course, the fact that she's going to be going to college at some point. But, I mean, what's the rush?
Just because everybody else is out, that's how you get sucked in by the other kid.
It's not a good enough reason.
By yourself, not a good situation.
I think that there's special situations where, like, if there's something special going on,
sure.
Or you make exceptions.
Oh, yeah. But you can ask.
But it shouldn't be the norm. I don't know.
Today there's a party. Tonight we're all going to the movie. Sure, you can ask me on a basis. On even a weekly basis, you can ask. Doesn't mean it's always going to be a yes.
I don't know. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Tina and Nick joining us together this morning. Tina, let's start with you. What's going on?
So our daughter is now...
Tina says their 16-year-old daughter is really responsible, never done anything to make them think that she shouldn't be trusted, but now she wants to change her curfew from 11 o'clock at night to 1 a.m. Mom says, you know, she's going to be going to college next year. Let her have it. Dad says, nope, absolutely not. Nothing good happens after 11 o'clock on the weekends.
Listen, still quite a bit of development before she's off at college, and going to college a lot of times is about figuring these things out. She's been doing great so far. Why loosen the reins?
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the father's side, of course. The kids don't need to be out that late. And why not have them come home? Invite their friends over. Let them do something that's fun. Show them how to have fun without, you know, being, let them be kids still. They're 16 years old. They don't need to act like 21 years old.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hey, I'm on the mom side. I'm 23, and when I was that age, my parents just told me, let us know what time you're coming home. Let us know if you're going to be late. And if it facilitated trust between the two of us, if your kids are trustworthy, trust them. Not everything that happens late at night is bad. Sometimes you're playing a board game that runs late. Sometimes you just want to get food or hang out with your friends.
You know, I agree. Thank you so much for the call. I feel like it's very negative. Like, oh, be home by, and I get it. But once you go to college, she's going to do what she wants anyway. So as long as she's relaying to you where she's going to be, what time she's going to be home, and is following up, I don't see the problem with that.
Hi, I'm on his side. 16 is too young to have a late curfew. My father-in-law was a cop. He always said nothing good ever happens after 11 o'clock.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Nick, our audience agreed with you. It's your house, your rules. 16 years old, 11 o'clock, that's curfew. When she goes to college, obviously that can change. But for the next year, when she's home, that's what time you expect her home, and that's what it should be.
Exactly. I don't feel like 11 o'clock is all that early. You know, that's still plenty of time to go out and have fun at night and meet up with your friends. But, you know, you'll be in college, and then you can go do your own reckless thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I disagree. I think that, you know, she's already almost an adult. She's going to be voting age. I mean, her friends are not bad kids. But if that's what everybody's decided, then I'll just stick with the ruling. Maybe he is right. Maybe nothing good does happen after 11, so.
All right, well, guys, we wish you the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. That one.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
That's how I got so strong. Giant's milk.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Lavinia, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck.
All right, Lavinia, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in, ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you can beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, number one, Carlos Estevez is better known as whom?
Charlie Sheen.
Number two, Ja Rule still thinks the Fyre Festival was a good idea, just not executed properly. What island country did the doomed festival take place?
Bahamas.
Number three, April the giraffe will start birth control so she can stop breeding. How many calves does she have?
Seven.
Number four, Joey Fatone filed for divorce from his estranged wife after 15 years of marriage. What boy band is Joey a part of?
Jonas Brothers? No.
Number five.
Okay, well, that's what my son said.
Taylor Swift's merchandise has a typo on it. It's in the lyric written on a sweatshirt from her song Me. Spell your in this sentence. You're the only one of you, baby. That's the fun of you.
You want me to spell the correct spelling or her incorrect?
The correct spelling, please.
YOU'RE.
All right. Thanks, Lavinia. Let's bring Raven back in. Raven. Wave.
Yo.
Okay, she got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is not bad. Not sure it's good enough on a Friday. We'll find out.
Number one, Carlos Estevez is better known as whom?
Carlos Estevez is Charlie Sheen.
That is correct. Lavinia is still beating you 3-1. Number two, Ja Rule still thinks the Fyre Festival was a good idea. Just executed poorly.
Yeah.
What island country did the doomed festival take place?
The Bahamas. Ironically, it's right next to where I'm going on vacation. I can't wait to try and find one of those tents and get a photo.
All right. Let's see, Lavinia, you are still winning 3-2. Number three, April the giraffe will start birth control she can stop breeding. How many calves does she currently have?
I believe she has 2.
She has 5.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Probably enough, April.
Now she's going to be retired, and there's a new giraffe that will start breeding.
Okay.
With her husband, which seems weird, but I guess that's how giraffe world works.
Yeah, giraffe world. They just, you know, they move on.
Do you know that African penguins only mate with the same penguin for their whole lives once they meet? They're, like, really monogamous. I've been watching a lot of that aquarium show.
I mean, congratulations to the African penguin.
I want to be a marine biologist.
Stability
now.
And security, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Fifth career choice.
Lavinia is still winning 3-2. Number four, Joey Fatone filed for divorce from his estranged wife after 15 years of marriage. What boy band is Joey a part of?
Joey Fatone is in sync.
That's right. You guys are tied at three. Number five, Taylor Swift's merchandise has a typo on it. It's in the lyric written on a sweatshirt from her song Me. Spell your in this sentence. You're the only one of you, baby. That's the fun of you.
Y-O-U, comma, R-E.
Well, it's apostrophe. But
well, apostrophe.
Sure, I'll take that.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. All right, I'm sorry, Lavinia. He beat you 4-3 this morning.
It's Lavinia from Shelton, and I still can't beat Raven, but even with the cheat sheet.
Better luck next time.
Thank you for trying, Lavinia. Have a great day. All right, we got another shot for you to get that cheat sheet yourself coming up at 5:30 this afternoon to Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first two answers to Monday's five pop culture questions. It's National Business Etiquette Week, and you're probably annoying your coworkers and you don't even realize you're doing it. Stern 89.9, it's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Connecticut's foremost authority on etiquette, Karen Thomas. Karen, there's a lot of things I think coworkers do that they don't even realize are very annoying.
Yes, like touching each other. Do you have that one person who has to talk so close to you and they have to touch you and touch your arm and then hit you and like that? That is the number one, is the touching and the personal space. People don't need to be touched, slapped, or pushed, you know, to get a point across.
Right, right. I'm not endorsing any of those things, but I'll say this. If you're not aware of the fact that you're annoying a coworker, what's the point in that? Well, what's the next thing?
The irony behind that is that I don't like when people get too close to me, not because I don't want them to touch me, because I always assume that my breath stinks like coffee, and I don't want them to, like, smell my gross coffee breath.
Mm. Okay, so that was number two, body odor and bad breath.
Oh, well, just don't get too close to me. I don't know what to tell you.
Yes, exactly. So that, but people don't realize it. At least you have the wherewithal to realize it. A lot of people don't, and they get right next to you, or the body odor. So how do you address that? You know, and you need to be able to pull someone aside and say, gee, you know,
you
I noticed
smell.
That there,
well,
I would put it this way, like, you know, I noticed that there was a little bit of body odor maybe or something, you know, and you have to be very delicate when doing so. You can't.
I mean, I don't feel like there's an easy way.
But right.
I guess there's a better way than just pointing at them in the hallway and being like, you stay.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right. Screaming that out loud. Right.
Must
or in
been...
the conference meeting. Which one of you is the stanky one?
Yes.
Oh, perhaps you were so busy this morning you forgot to brush your teeth. I'm sorry.
Right.
And I've done that before, so I carry tons of gum. But again, right, yeah. How about the one who is late constantly to the meetings? That person who feels that their time is more important than everyone else's.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you have to start the meeting over or catch them up. So you need to be mindful. Remember, 10 minutes ahead of time is on time. On time, if the meeting's at 8, is late. So you need to be anywhere between 5 and 10 minutes early to a meeting to be on time.
Raven doesn't even know what that sounds like.
Oh,
or feels
come on.
Like.
No, I'm diligent now. I mean, I used to stroll in whenever I wanted to, because let's be honest, first 3 minutes of those meetings especially, there's nothing really going on, man. It's just warm up, all right? They're saying the same nonsense they're always saying. Synergy, working together, positive
teamwork.
Attitude.
Yeah, who needs that?
Right.
Yeah.
Snooze fest. Thank you.
Are you the one who heats the popcorn and burns it and then lets it waft through the office?
I used to burn the popcorn.
Or the pungent fish that you just got from the restaurant that you bring in and eat at your desk that everybody smells. And
no.
That was Pam.
That
She's
was
gone
Pam.
Now.
She's
yeah.
gone now.
Okay, so.
She's in the ocean.
Okay, so she, there you've rectified that one there.
Yeah.
And then the office gossip. The one who knows everything about everyone and everything.
Mm.
If you're doing these things, you should check yourself. So these are a nice reminder to let you know, gee, do I do any of those things? And if you do, check yourself at the door and make sure that you reform.
What if you know everything, but you only tell Raven because you're stuck in a room with him for 10 hours a day?
Well, that's different because you right. two are partners. I kind of, you know, you guys are partners in crime, so that's fabulous. But I mean, the one who goes running around the office just knows everything about anything, you know, and has an opinion about everything. We all have that one person in the office who does that.
We actually don't have so much of that here, I don't think.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of it when she was saying, and all I could come up with was you. But then I said, you just talked to me.
You're the only person I talked
That's
to.
That's it. There's right. no witnesses.
So, well, yeah. So she could deny.
Right.
So there you go. So those are my top ones. So if any of you are doing any of these things, please make sure that you're, you know, working hard to not do that, because y'all want to get along in the office. You're there most of the day.
I'm going to tell you the number one thing that Raven does to annoy me in the workplace, and you tell me if you think it's rude or it's not.
Okay.
Coming coming up next right here on Star. Karen Thomas is joining us. She's the foremost authority on etiquette, and this week is National Business Etiquette Week. We talked about all the things that you're doing to annoy your coworkers, but there's one thing that Raven does that he doesn't think is bad. He snaps his fingers at people. He snaps his fingers at me. He snaps his fingers at producer Christian. And he points, and I just find it so obnoxious, and he will not stop.
Really?
I can't stop.
Okay, let me ask you this. Now, yeah. I not that I'm condoning it in the office. Do you do it in a restaurant?
I do not do it in a restaurant. Okay. And I don't do it as a way of saying, do this for me all the time. A lot of times I'm saying it like, yeah, look at us, like that. Yeah,
no, lies.
Okay, because I was going to say, if it's snapping in you know, a yay form, mm-hmm. okay. But right. if I don't, I no. don't sense that that's what Anna.
No, yay snaps are underrated.
Yeah. Right? No, he'll snap and he'll point and he'll be like, get this, or snap and point, or do this. Like, that's how he like, gets your attention.
Oh. It's like a high five, except I'm not touching him.
Okay.
Cleaner.
Well, you know, he's got the answers over there. So we'll leave it at that.
Right. On that note, if you ever need help or you have a question for your company, your school, or anything about etiquette, you can always reach Karen at ctetiquette.com. Karen, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
Jenny, I didn't know that you had a blog, too.
I do.
Oh, that is super fun. Checking it out, cvhfoundation.org. Jennifer Hubbard lost her daughter, Catherine Violet Hubbard, tragically at the Sandy Hook tragedy. The way that you have come around and the way you celebrate everything that she loves every year is absolutely incredible. And this party, it's a birthday party for her, but it's really a celebration for everybody and everything about the love of animals.
Yep. It's the All the Animals Animal Party that Catherine begged for every single year. Actually, this year is her actual 13th birthday.
Wow.
First time ever the butterfly party landed on her birthday. So 28 rescues, 9 animal exhibitors, animals galore. There's llamas and tortoises and everybody's grazing in the grass. And it's a free community event and just a way that we feel like we can honor Catherine and the human-animal bond.
I had so much fun last year. Last year was my first time being out there and everything from the different animals that were available that day, the costume parties, the kissing booth with the bulldog. I mean, there was just so yeah. much fun stuff to do. And then really great deals, too, from vendors that support shelters and rescues in the area. And just, you know, it was a really great way to come together with a lot of people who have the same kind of focus. And just you could feel the energy. What a great party. And I'm so excited. The weather looks perfect again for Saturday. It's going to be so much fun.
Fairfield Hills Campus in Newtown. It's happening this Saturday from 12 to 4 p.m. Tons of animals that are adoptable, but also you can just come and see all the animals and have fun with the kids.
Right. It's a free family festival. Whether you're in for adopting a pet or you just want to come and enjoy the animal exhibitors, there's birds of prey. Exotics are on display. The llamas, you can actually go in and pet the llamas. It's really an extraordinary game. Games, crafts, there's no cost to anybody except for food trucks. And if you're going to adopt an animal, even if you don't want to buy food, bring a picnic. We just love for a community to come together and enjoy each other and the animals.
There was a great variety of live music, too. I mean, animal lovers, animal parents, but people who just enjoy petting cute creatures, selfies with things with whiskers. This is the spot for you. Underneath, always the awareness and the mission and so forth. It really just is, it's a wonderful day.
And Lee Asher, who's incredibly famous for rescuing animals, you can follow him at the Asher House. He also is going to be making an appearance this weekend, too.
He is. He changed his East Coast tour to include us and the butterfly party. He's bringing his pack of 9. He's going to do a meet and greet from 1 to 3. He was recently on Ellen, and his mission is to bring awareness to rescue. So it's great that he's going to be joining us. He's super fun and his dogs are super cool, so you can come and meet him.
I mean, he's living my life.
Anna's he really happy. Is.
He's driving across the country in an RV with 9 rescue dogs. Yeah. I mean, this is everything I want my life to be.
If you need more information and you want to go, because you really should, again, that's happening this Saturday at Fairfield Hills in Newtown from 12 to 4, and all the information can be found at cvhfoundation.org. Jenny, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for sharing this.